Dance Moms fans. We're back with episode 20. Lorianne Gibson is still in the studio, and she is on fire. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Uh-oh. Living where?
I'm
doing what? I don't know.
Yes.
Oh, that's such an old video.
Hi, guys! Wow. Yay! Look at us! Full panel! Back with you tonight at AfterBuzz.
Yes. Finally!
Reunited!
Oh, yes!
I was here last week, but I kind of did.
Wow.
I missed you guys.
So Becca just chose not to be here. I'm just kidding. Well, she's very busy.
She's
super busy.
But I miss these girls.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much for, did you guys miss us the way that Becca did? Thank you for tuning in from week to week. We are back, chugging along with Miss Lorianne Gibson still in the studio. But
the Truce Awards.
But before we go into the episode, let's go around the table and introduce ourselves. I'm Tamara Brown. You can find me on social media at Hey Tamara.
Hello, hello. I'm Nicola Finn. You can find me pretty much anywhere on Twitter, Instagram.
Yep. And I'm Karina Vargas. You guys can find me everywhere on Twitter and Instagram at KarinaXVRGS.
I'm Becca Brown. Y'all can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
She sure does.
Becca B Talks TV.
Talking a lot. Hey, and we have three people in the chat right
now. Yay! Welcome,
TJ, Lisa, and Brendan.
TJ, Lisa, and Brendan. TJ, Lisa, Brendan. What's up? Hey, guys.
Tamara has a song for you now.
Yeah.
It'll be on iTunes tomorrow.
It sure will. It will be me and the guy that wrote the song about being a vegan. We're tearing up the charts.
Oh, yeah.
It could be fantastic.
So, you guys, did you expect Lorianne to still be in the game this long?
No.
I thought she was just making a little cameo.
Right? Yeah. She seems to want to stay, girls.
I think she definitely wants to win. Yeah. She doesn't want to leave without her winning.
Ooh. That's true.
She's got a fire lit under her butt now. Like, she's tired of losing.
Right. Yeah. Right.
She's interesting. She escalated in this episode.
For sure.
I mean, I think this episode was, like, my favorite she was in. Just because I feel like she gave the tough love Abby normally does. At the same time, though, don't appreciate the whole Nia Cameron situation.
Ooh, yeah. That was a lot to take in.
Which we'll get into.
She was definitely like, I feel like her pride has been getting hurt lately from losing. And so she's really feeling like, oh, my name and my portfolio and my credentials just aren't like pulling my weight anymore. I have to like prove myself at these like kiddie dance competitions now. And she's really starting to like fear the fire, feel like the wrath of the moms and stuff, so.
Yeah. Her problem is that she still doesn't know how to choreograph competition dances.
Right.
She knows how to choreograph dances that are meant for the stage.
Commercial and television.
Right.
And
not for competitions like this.
And and what's weird is, because we saw Gia, but she was back last week too helping her out.
Gia.
Which I have something to say about that later on when we talk about the dances.
Okay.
Right.
Put it in your pocket.
So I will.
Save it.
So this episode, we kind of start out with the moms lamenting the fact that they haven't been winning like they usually do. And what's going on? Like, we all had such high hopes for Lorianne Gibson, but they're just not pulling out the wins like they thought they would be. The minis still haven't been dancing, so the moms are just a little bit disgruntled to start out with. We don't do a pyramid this time. I think she's still trying to figure out what if that works with Lorianne or not.
Right.
Yeah. Right. She did kind of like a D-list, C-list, B-list. Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
I was like, this is what you do with like celebrities.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. She still hasn't come off the celebrity kind of. Yeah.
And it's like, and when you do it with celebrities, I think it's kind of an insult when they're like.
And I felt like it's also like grade school. It's like, oh, you get a D for your performance, you get a B for your performance. And I was like, okay.
It's like you failed this week.
Yeah.
She kind of cracks me up the way she just like literally has to drop a celebrity name like every 3 seconds.
Yeah. That's so true. So, like, I worked with this person, and this person was so much easier to handle than like these moms.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Even when it's not appropriate, like she's just like, oh, I need some coffee. I'm so tired. You know, it reminds me of this time I was with Mariah Carey, and she was so tired.
She was so exhausted.
Yeah, me and Mariah having coffee together, you know.
She just got always, yeah.
What time?
I have to pick up my dry cleaning this afternoon. You know who has a good dry cleaning guy? Prince. He always had the most...
Right.
She's just got to bust it out.
I'm going to go to one of Tim's.
So we start out with a couple duets and the group number. So she gives out the duets to, starting out with Kalani and Nia. Very exciting. We never get to see the two of them together.
It's different. I like that when she stepped in, she started giving Nia and Cameron and Macy more spotlight chances. Mm-hmm. Especially for Macy, as we've said on previous half the shows. It gives her a chance to shine, like she should, and she got to shine in doing a different genre than hip hop in this episode. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a big fan of Macy.
I am too. Uh-huh.
There, I said it.
her name trips me up a little bit because I feel like I'm not never saying it right.
Right, because it's spelled like Macy, but well, they pronounce it Macy.
Yeah, it's Mace.
Yeah, it throws me off. But hey, she's fantastic.
Yeah.
She's one of my favorites.
She's super fun to watch. So it's very exciting that Nia and Kalani have a duet, and then Kendall and Bryn have a duet.
Yeah. Yes.
And did you guys notice Bryn's mom like made a little comment? She's like, shocking, after like they did a duet. And I was like, I mean, it's not like they're always doing duets together.
It was,
I don't know,
so catty, this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
oh.
I mean, out of the team, if you think about it, I feel like the reason they do duets a lot together is because they kind of are the same height.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're the closest in height.
Yeah.
And it just works well and looks better on stage to the judges when you have people who are the same height and kind of maybe build duets together.
Mm-hmm. I think that's why she also paired Nia and Kalani together, because they had like the same, you know, forms. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah.
Yep, for
yeah,
sure.
They both have more like Kalani, Cameron, and Nia are very like not curvy in the way that we use the word curvy, because they're not curvy like that.
They're
but
strong.
I mean, they just have a woman's body, while the rest of them have like little girl
kids.
Body,
right.
Kids body.
I feel like Kendall's starting to get the adult body.
So is Cameron though. Too.
Bryn is still
Cameron and Nia. Too.
Bryn's a little tiny.
Yeah, right. All the rest of them. Nia, Cameron, and Kalani are have, you know, they're teenagers.
Insanity.
They're women. They have. I feel like the embarrassed like coach trying to teach like sex ed in school.
Right.
I'm like dancing around trying not to use certain words.
Yes.
Thank you for the sound effect.
Oh yeah, that was like ooh.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying.
You're my favorite.
And the other ones are still, you know, like little kids. So that's why they paired well together, Nia and Kalani.
I feel like it's weird because like I'll go back and like watch the episodes on Netflix of them when they were like 8 years old, and
aww.
I'm like, what the heck happened? Like, they're
don't
so
grow
up.
Please don't grow up.
They're so emotional. Yeah. I feel like a proud mom.
Yeah.
Yes, I know. They're so adorable when you see them.
They are.
So, what do you guys think? So, what ends up happening is that Lorianne is watching Nia and Kalani, and then, of course, decides to pull out Nia and just throw Cameron in there. What do you guys think about that?
I kind of knew, didn't you, from the beginning? Like, I was like, oh, gosh, she's trying to dance around it as well. Lorianne, like, no, I'm just figuring this out. And she's just like, this isn't happening. This just can't work. And then she's just, her mind's just racing, and she's just like, Cameron. She's like, the next. And to be fair, like, Cameron did just, I don't know, fit it a lot better. Although I really wanted Nia to still be in it.
Yeah.
So it's like, can we, like, make it so they can all, like, have another duet, maybe? I don't know.
A trio?
A trio.
Yeah.
Well, Lorianne kept using the word polite, and that's a really great way to kind of describe Nia, because she's almost polite to a fault, I think, sometimes, in that, like, sometimes in a dance, like, if you have to, like, fake push someone, like, Nia's a little bit, you know, I don't want to...
Like, gentle?
She's gentle, yeah.
I also think the other thing is that Lauren seems to be picking favorites, kind of, when it comes to Cameron.
Because she was picking a lot on Nia. This episode, she was picking a lot on Nia and saying that she wasn't strong enough for the part. Where, like, are you strong? Do you have what it takes? And Seven, I was like, dang. Like, she's only been dancing. She only knows, like, the first 8 counts, and you're already, like, trying to take her out.
Yeah. So I feel like I think she started picking on her a little bit last week, too. She just started, like, the nitpicking on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of when we were talking about that, we rarely see Nia and Kalani doing duets together, like, dance together on stage, besides in group dances. C. Kramlins says Nia and Kalani had a duet together before that was choreographed by Debbie Allen. Which, I remember
when they went, that episode where they went to Debbie Allen's, and they, but did they have a duet on that episode? I guess so.
Yeah,
that's what C. Kramlins is telling us. I believe our fans, so,
Yes, definitely.
And then, in the group dance, they're doing, Contagious.
This is my favorite. I loved it so much. Seriously, I had to watch it again, because it was so good.
I went back. I was, back.
I could watch it again.
Yeah, it was very pretty.
Yes.
It was definitely, I think it was more their typical style. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Maybe that's why I got excited, because I was just like, it's like I got back to it.
Because it was contemporary. It's what they're known for, to win. You know, those contemporary dances are the ones that are the ones that place, and I loved it, too. Yeah.
I love how they put in that little, like, plug for Kalani's, it just happens to have a line of prom dresses.
I missed that, but that's true. That's right. A little plug there.
They all get to, like, they don't all get an opportunity to promote whatever fruit juice they're repping this week or something like that. Like, they got to do a little plug for Kalani, so.
They were beautiful. If that's her line, sign me up. I'll get one. Yeah. I need a prom to go to, so.
One of you guys out there, invite Nicola to your prom.
Thank you.
Yeah. I want to go to prom again.
Yeah.
Kind of. Not really. Well, I want to go to prom and, like, have, like, a prom. Like, a better prom experience than they do.
Oh, no.
Well, see, in England we try, but I want to go to an American prom because I think you guys do it right. So I feel like I missed out.
Let's switch. Right? We'll all go to England and come to
Sounds
prom.
Good.
Did you call it prom, or did you just call it, like, senior dance or something.
Exactly. Yeah. I think we did start to call it prom, and I think now we're, like, probably up there with proms, but when I, you know, it was a few years ago now, so we were just starting to, prom was kind of like our thing then, so
That's cool.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to a prom. I'm the only one that's okay. I'm good with. But I'll wear Kalani's dress to, like, the grocery store. Yeah. I'll do that.
That's the perfect place. Yeah.
Or
perfect
place. Or, like, a New Year's party.
Yeah. For sure.
Or to the gym. I don't know.
Or to the gym.
There you go.
To the genius, Karina. Genius. Yeah. You wear dresses to the gym?
Yeah, all the time. Who doesn't?
Okay. I mean, maybe I should start wearing dresses to the gym.
I was going to say, maybe it's a motivation thing. It's a trend. Like, I've got to, you know,
get a lot done on the elliptical.
Get that trending. Yeah. New trend. Yeah. Fashion trend.
So, so we've doing the Contagion dance. So the girls are going this week to Sheer Talent Dance Competition in Las Vegas.
Vegas.
Miss Lorianne Gibson says she does not like Vegas.
I was like, I like Vegas. Who doesn't? But obviously Lorianne doesn't.
Vegas, I've never been.
Vegas is a very divisive issue. People either love it or hate
it. That's true. Yeah.
I love it. I
want to go.
I have my, like, very specific places I like to go. I don't like to go to the Strip, because the Strip is kind of just, like, drunken frat guys, that it's like amateur night, first time drinkers and stuff like that. Like, You know, I don't like the Strip very much, but there's other parts of Vegas, that old Vegas, I love. Anyway.
Yeah, that's great.
Anyway. You guys let me know if you want to hear more about my thoughts on Vegas.
I want to hear more about your thoughts on Vegas, for sure.
I will respond in the comments if you guys have questions about Vegas and where you... I'm just kidding. Feel free, but let's not waste any more of the show's time talking about how much Tamara loves Vegas. So
it's going to be the How Much Tamara Loves Vegas after
show. Right. Oh, I would love that. Please, let's do that.
I love Vegas so, but we'll have to talk about Vegas. Okay, cool.
Abby, by the way, is in Cancun still this week.
Yes.
At this point.
Yeah.
They teased, though, that I think we all know that she's coming back next week, though. They kept
teasing it. Yes! Uh-oh. They did keep teasing it, like, 20 times in the episode, and I was like, wait, does anyone know when Abby's coming back?
Remember Abby?
And Chloe's coming back.
Who's Abby? Question?
Abby?
Yeah, and Chloe's coming back.
Hey!
I'm so excited!
Oh,
do you think she's coming back next week?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so.
Yes. Okay. They kind of previewed
a little bit.
Yeah. Christy was in the preview as well.
Okay. All right. So. Right on.
Yes.
I
love Chloe.
Going back to the dresses real quick. So once they get to the competition and they're running the dances and Camille, Cameron's mom, is like, oh, whoops, sorry, by the way, we forgot our dress.
Oh my gosh, how many times does Lorianne say, what was it, wait for it. And I thought she was going to not stop.
It was in competition. And then, Cameron.
No, I was like, wait for what?
Right. Oh. But she just kept saying it. I was like,
I was like, did you not watch the episode?
No, I watched the episode, but that was intense. It escalated really quickly.
I'm sorry.
I don't know if she really... No. I feel like the I forgot the dress thing was like one of those like producers like,
ooh,
let's throw in a storyline here.
Probably.
I don't think she would actually have done it. And then also too, like, they're just trying to take all these opportunities to show how Lorianne is like such a hard ass now. Like, she's really like riding the girls hard and she's really trying to step up and just be... I think it was just like trying to bring out that in Lorianne of showing like how
she's kind of like Abby.
Tough she is now, yeah.
Right.
But I still don't think she's like Abby.
Right.
No. She doesn't have the eye when it comes to choreography. Yeah.
You don't think so?
I love her choreography, but like we were saying earlier, I just think it's just known the wrong content.
No, you know? I have something to say about that. I think it was choreographed by Gia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I think for sure.
Mm-hmm. I think the group number was choreographed all by Gia in this episode.
Yeah.
Because it was a very Abby number,
mm-hmm.
and I just feel like up to this point, Lorianne has just choreographed, like, weird, this isn't a competition number dance.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
It was. I thought it was Gia.
That sucks, though, because Gia's not getting credit for it.
Right.
Well, I just assumed... Okay, see, I would like to know how the process really goes, because I assumed... Even when Abby's there, Gia's doing the choreography. Abby comes up with, like, the concept.
I assume it, too.
And, like, Abby comes up with, like, the concept, and maybe, like, she talks kind of about the roles the girls are going to play, but Gia does the choreographing, and I figured this was the same. Like, Gia's, like, yeah, she's, like, Lorianne's coming up with the theme and what's going to be happening, but Gia actually does the, I thought that's what was happening.
Oh.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. You're probably right. Yeah.
But then there's like, okay, so Kendall and Bren's dance, the like 80s Jane Fonda style.
It made me want to like get up and dance.
Yes,
like, it sure does. All the other ones I want to get up and dance, but I was just like, it just had so much energy. I'm exhausted.
Maybe I just really like neon, but I liked the outfits. Right?
Yeah. I know, I did too. Yeah.
I was like, oh, I want to dress like that for Halloween.
Right.
We're not, okay. Halloween costume idea.
For sure.
That's what you're going to be? You're going to be that for Halloween?
Yeah, I've already been that for Halloween, which is, like, or dressed like that for Halloween once, which is kind of keeping me from being like that, for Halloween. We have, like, videos coming up.
We're going to have, this panel before Halloween, so we could do, like, our dance moms.
Yeah. We should totally do that.
Yes. Okay. Love that.
Idea. for Halloween, we should have everyone tweet out what they want us to wear Halloween.
Yes, please do. That'd be great.
Tweet us what you want us to wear.
Yeah.
And appropriate.
And if you guys don't, if you don't give us any ideas, or if you don't tweet at us, then we'll just we'll go as our favorite Dance Moms number, whatever.
That's a good idea. There we go.
That'll be fun.
I would love to do the Where Did All the Children Go number.
Scary.
Yeah, I like that number.
I'll do. I'd have to think. I'd have to look back and think about it. Yeah, because
there's so many dances.
Oh,
Jeopardy music.
There's good ones. There's so many good ones. I just keep doing the Maddie face. Costume. Just keep doing that.
Right.
That would work too. All right. Anyway, so we go into the competition. Apparently the host guy, Alex of at Sheer Talent, is like
Abby's
a buddy of Abby. So, that's
awkward.
I think that probably a lot of them are when they, you know, they come to these competitions. She's come to these competitions for years and years and years and years. I'm sure they know each other very well. But yeah, this guy definitely seemed to be like he was in Abby's corner.
Oh yeah. Just a bit.
C. Kremlin says someone should be Abby Lee Miller and someone should be Kathy.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Agreed.
I'd be Kathy, except for she's a Trump supporter, so I can't even... I can't even pretend. I can't even pretend to be Kathy. Oh, I'll be Macy's mom.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
I say yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We have a picture of Abby and Kathy.
Oh,
yay.
Yeah, look at that.
Yes.
That's fab.
Yes, Jeff.
Yes, Jeff.
Killing
yes,
it.
Yes, Jeff. So for the competition.
Zooming in.
Now
how are you going to dress?
Now face swap.
Nope. No, can't do that on the tricat.
I'm just throwing out unrealistic expectations. Okay, so going back to the dance competition, so we see what did you guys think of Kendall? What did you guys think of the workout, the Jane Fonda number with Kendall and Brynn and the neon costume?
I thought it was cute. Again, with the competition-worthy thing. I'm just not sure. I do think it was a lot better than past numbers. I think it was better than the Cameron Kalani one.
Yeah, I think definitely better than the ones that they've done in the past. Right. And a lot of the moms were saying how, like, the workout, like, oh, I don't want my daughter to be doing, like, sit-ups.
Yeah,
and,
what
like,
was that all about?
But I actually got it.
I liked it when
they performed it and stuff. I was like, well, I mean, with the outfits and everything.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It makes sense to, like, throw those in there.
Yeah.
So I liked it. It was cute.
They're not dancing. They're working out. It was like, okay.
I don't know why the moms think that they can have that much say-so.
Yeah.
In like,
she told them.
They don't know how to choreograph. Like, you're not choreographers.
Right. Yeah. It's like, either become a dance teacher in one room.
And what's so bad about throwing in
sit-ups
in there, you know?
She said, I don't care. She, like,
I don't
really
care what you think.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even think that was rude.
Just
I was from the beginning. It's just like, I don't need to hear your opinion.
Yeah. No.
So, I'm glad that, you know, that, I was super on Lorianne's side for that one. Like, I've been in a position where I've choreographed something and, like, when people, like, give you feedback and you know that they don't get what your vision is, it's just like, hey, man, step off. I got this.
I definitely thought it was better than I thought it was going to be, and I thought the girls looked like they were having fun. They looked a bit exhausted after that one.
Yeah.
I was exhausted watching it. But you know, they really did give it their good shot. But the funniest was Kendall. She just couldn't... She couldn't not, you know, take,
the wedgie.
Pull out the wedgie. Yeah.
Okay, but seriously, that's so uncomfortable, too, at the same time, because I did gymnastics.
Yeah.
So I totally get it. I get it.
You yeah. sometimes you a lot of times you're like, I'm sure I do that all the time and don't even realize it because it's so just like
you don't realize it.
Nature. I would probably just not even realize I probably do that walking down the street and don't even realize I'm doing it because you just don't. Yeah.
No, you don't think about it.
You don't think about it. I don't think Kendall knew what she was doing.
No.
Yeah.
Probably not.
She was just saving everyone from... Look, she's got a wedgie.
And then, so what did you think of Kalani and Cameron's dance?
I was expecting it to be a lot better because when I expect... when I hear Kalani's name and dancing, I'm like, oh, this is going to be fantastic. Like, this is going to be unbeatable and she's going to win every time. Because she's Kalani, but I was let down.
Yeah,
it looked better when they were rehearsing.
Yes,
than it did on stage.
Right.
But on stage, it still looked really difficult. Mm-hmm. That's what, like they had to like stay in touch.
Yeah, and, they were joining. Yeah, basically.
And so I thought that was very difficult. So I applaud them for getting that.
Yeah.
Done. But it wasn't one of my favorites.
I agree. I think it looked better in rehearsal, too. Yeah.
I found it was, like, an awkward watch, even though I thought it was really clever, and I liked the costumes, and I thought they did the best they could possibly do. I thought it was a bit unfair to put on Cameron and put that much pressure on her and say how... What was it? She screwed up or something? Or she's a screw-up, and there was a whole big argument with the mums about that.
I think it was, like, the timing.
Well, let's go into that. So, yeah, so... She, Kira, Kalani's mom, says that Cameron screwed up the dance. And then Camille, Cameron's mom, is like, don't call my daughter a screw up. And then Kira starts, in Kira style, she just starts screaming like right away. She just goes from zero to insane in like 0.2 seconds. Like she's just, she loves to like fly off the handle. So yeah, they have that
it's
little like
Marianne 2.0 kind of.
Right.
But do you guys think that like it was bad for Kira to blow up? Because I mean, Camille said that she was calling her daughter a screw up. Mm. Isn't that different than saying your daughter you screwed up than you're a screw up?
Yeah.
So I thought
I think
that was
she was
kinda
trying to track it.
I feel like 90% of the fights of the moms are like weird semantics like that. Like one person is like, you called my daughter a liar. And the other person's like, I didn't. I said that, you know, we all agreed we were going to wear red leotards today and she wore another one. No, that's calling her a liar. It's like, it's kind of like a miscommunication that takes up like 90% of their giant blow-ups.
It's the producer's fault because the producers are like, here, say this. Say this line written in front of you on my phone or on the script.
Yeah. We need, like, a referee, like, playback of, like, yeah, actually, you did just... she said this. Here's her
saying
it.
That's probably what they do.
Rewind it and play it.
No, she said this about your kid. What do you have to say in response?
Yeah.
And then it's like, now go back to the other mom and be like, she said this about your kid. What do you have to say in response? That's probably what they do.
I would love it if someone just came in with some candy and goes, hey, do you want to just calm down now? Like, I don't know. Have a tea or some candy?
Yes. Hey, okay, so, based on what Lockley said in the chat, guess who had the extra costume for Cameron?
That's what I was
Kalani?
Wondering, too.
Was it?
Because they were her dresses? Who
had the duet first?
Oh, Nia. Okay. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
And also, Lockley once asked, do you all think Nia would have been a better dance partner than
That's
Cameron?
A good question.
That is a good question. I don't think so.
I think so just because Nia has known Kalani for longer than Cameron and has danced with Kalani for longer than Cameron. So I think they probably understand each other's dance techniques better, which makes them better dance partners.
That's true.
And I think because another thing was that Cameron's timing. So I feel like Nia's timing is always like good. So I feel like maybe
You're
that would have helped.
Yeah, and I thought they didn't. Lorianne didn't really give her enough time. Like if they'd have given her a bit more time, she could have nailed it anyway.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that's true.
So before their fight before Camille and Kira's fight even happened, though, that was when Lorianne was in the dressing room telling the girls, like, you guys think you're better than you really are. Like, you think you're better than you really are. Those are harsh words.
That was harsh. Yeah. That's definitely the word for it.
I actually, like, after thinking about that for a little bit, I had to go back. But I actually kind of agree with some of what she was saying in that instance. Because I think being on TV has kind of made them like, oh, we're the best of the best because we're on TV. We're on the show. We're the stars of Dance Moms. That's how people refer to us. So it must, like, the reason we're the stars is because we're the best dancers in the world. And they're, like, they're fantastic dancers. I'm not going to say they're not fantastic dancers because they are. But they're, how many of them are there? Six in the elite, in the junior elites and then two minis? They're 6 or 8 out of
4 million bajillion.
A ton of kids.
Girls
who are out there dancing.
Yep. Girls and boys, yeah. Yep, that's true. And, you know, even when we just see those, like, little clips in between coming back from commercial and stuff, sometimes they'll show, like, other dancers. And that looks amazing, too. Like, this episode especially, when it kind of just showed, like, 2 second little clips of, like, other people on stage at Sheer Talent, it was really... You know, you always get to see, like, wow, everybody's amazing there. I don't know how I would have been
able
to judge.
Everyone's just one.
Of those competitions. I wonder, who commented in the chat room about that Nia had the dress? How did they know that?
Because Holly tweeted saying that she was the one with the extra costume for Cameron.
Good looking out. Good looking out. Thank you. Thank you, chat room.
No, I was going to say, like, with L'Oreal, I think they kind of deserved it. Mm-hmm. Because of how they've been. Like, they behave so badly. And so they do need...
The moms, mostly.
Yeah, not the kids, but the moms. So, I mean, hence why it's called Dance Moms, but still, you know, they do need a bit of tough love themselves. They are getting a bit ahead of themselves.
But the way the moms act is eventually, if no one watches out, going to rub off on the kids.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which we don't want to happen. I don't want Kalani to turn into a little...
Little Kira.
I mean, Kira seems great, and I'm sure she has awesome qualities about her, but Kalani should be her own person and not be like her mom.
Yeah. I think you can see little Jill-isms in Kendall.
Like, she'll
say these, like, little asides that are, like, very Jill things to say. Yeah. So, like,
100%.
You can already see it rubbing off on the kids.
Even if you watch, like, her little live streams, which I adore Kendall's live streams. She goes live so much. She's a cutie and very good at social media.
Coming from a social media expert. So let's go ahead and get into the judging of the competition. So they announced the duet winners are: second place goes to Kendall and Bren.
Yeah.
What'd you guys think about that?
I mean,
yeah, I think that was fair.
I know. Yeah. I think pretty fair. I don't think it was a first place number.
Yeah, no, I mean, was it a second place number? I wonder. I'm actually kind of surprised they got second.
Right. No, that's why I'm surprised. Maybe third place, but yeah. I mean, good for them.
And just to clarify, like I said, what we talked about last week was just that, like, the dances that aren't winning, they're really great dances, but they just don't have enough, like, tricks in them, not enough turns and leaps and, like, just the turns. You know, super high.
That's
like, it's all about the turns in these competitions, and it's like, when a dance just doesn't, when it has, like, one pirouette in the whole dance, it's kind of like, well, that's not
I
winning.
I want the turns.
You know?
More turns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And leaps.
And then Cameron and Kalani got first. So, good for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It should have been the opposite, but, like, maybe not second first.
Yeah, that would have made sense.
Yeah.
It should have been, like, second, surprised. Third.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, yeah. Second, third, like, I hear you. I can see that. And then they announce the group dance and Contagious, the group dance, which we all loved, right?
Yeah. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
I love Macy's role in it. Mm. That was really cool.
The dress is amazing.
Yeah. It was just a beautiful dance. It was very typical, like, Abby Lee style dance. But they got third.
And I think it was rigged. Right. I honestly think it was rigged.
You think so?
Because Abby? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It, and then after Lorianne went and go chase the yeah. the judge. Because it was,
I loved that.
Yeah, Alex, I think it was his name. Like, he was a judge, and he was the one that said that was friends with Abby Lee. And so, the fact that, okay, they got third place when that dance was Abby Lee written all over it.
It was a run of shame, seriously. Yeah. He was running.
He was. He was like, I had to go catch the airport.
He was scared.
Yeah.
He was like, you know, I judged it, and that's my opinion.
And shoot, Lorianne was like, don't run away from me like Janet Jackson did back in 1989. She's like,
I remember the time when.
Yeah. So, okay. Are you giving us a sign, Jeff? Okay. So that was the sheer talent competition in Las Vegas. So, yeah, well, the best wins that they've pulled out so far with Lorianne at the helm.
And that's true. Yeah. They're getting there gradually.
What I can't wait for next week. So, let's see. So, do we have any, any news and gossip, guys? Anybody have anything?
Ooh, besides what we saw in the, promo, not much, but I think, Cheryl Burke is gonna be on the show soon. Oh, which, speaking of which, Cheryl Burke is also gonna be on Dancing with the Stars again.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's yours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Her partner, yes. I think she's partnered with Terrell Owens,
she is, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
I shall
clench my pearls.
Actually, a really good season of Dancing with the Stars coming up, to be honest, if we're being honest.
Yeah? You think so?
Yeah. Frankie Muniz is on it.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Changed the subject completely, but...
Oh, yeah. There was, like, a lot of people that I was like, meh, not interested. But Frankie Muniz, he's one of the... That'll be fun to see.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And who else did I like on it? Yeah. Terrell Owens, I love him. He'd be fun to watch dance, but I don't see him lasting long. So anyway, stick with the dance show, you know.
Right.
Next week we know that Abby's coming back, and what I can't wait to see next week, and maybe we can kind of talk about predictions here. Is what I can't wait to see is how
your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Thank you. How is Lorianne going to get the boot? Like, if Abby that's what I'm wondering. Is she going to, like, bow out gracefully? Or the mom's going to be like, you know what, thank you. But she going to be like, oh, here's my guess. Here's my prediction of how she's going to be like, guys, you've been great. This has been really fun working with you. But I have to go to Europe with, I don't know. Gautier or something like that. Like, I don't know who she's gonna have somebody that she's got to go to Europe with. That's what my guess is gonna be.
There you go. She's gonna be Abby.
Yeah, she's gonna like have.
She's gonna go full on Abby.
No, I don't mean just like on vacation. I mean she's going to. I'm trying to think of like who has like a who currently on tour has like backup dancers.
Lady Gaga.
She's gonna be like, I gotta go to Europe with Lady Gaga for this tour or something like that.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, another name. Celebrity name.
But I saw in the previews, you know, that there's like a mutiny. They're like running out of there because Abby's back. So.
I'm like,
oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, it's gonna be kind of a spoiler alert, but not really because it's been all over social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be, I think I said this a couple weeks ago. The Little Ones plus Bryn and Macy, and then it's going to be the older ones are going to go with Cheryl Burke.
So you think that this is the last episode of Abby being there?
No. Abby's going to stay in the show.
Yeah.
Good.
Abby's back to
I mean, we're here to spoil, so yeah. So, okay, so the little ones will go with, so the older ones, the little ones will stay with Abby next week, and the older ones, do you think Cheryl Burke will be in next week's episode?
Possibly, I hope so.
Hmm.
Changes are coming.
I don't think Lorianne's going to go out without a fight.
I'm curious.
You know, I think that she's definitely going to make her presence known again.
Yeah.
You know?
Good. I like Lorianne. I like having her. I like having her around. I don't care if the girls aren't winning. I have more fun with Lorianne. I like her hat. Yeah. I love her style. She looked so great this week. I loved her style this week. Very casual, but still hip. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to take a cue from her. Yeah. All right. Anything else we have to say about this week's episode, guys, before we wrap up?
No. I'm excited to see what's happening.
Okay.
What's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Some other exciting stuff.
Yeah.
To bring up is this.
Oh, right. Redirection. Right. Yeah, let's talk about this. So you guys are AfterBuzz watchers. You guys are so awesome. Thank you for tuning in week after week. We have a lot super exciting things coming up at AfterBuzz TV. We are going to make it a lot easier for you, the fans, to find what you are looking for. So if you are especially into reality competitions, we're going to make it a lot easier for you to find other AfterBuzz shows for reality competitions. And whatever genre, if you're into wrestling or sports or dramas or whatever it is that you're into, we're here to cater the network to your needs. So look out for a lot of really exciting changes on the horizon here at AfterBuzz.
We also have a newsletter that just got sent out and a new show with Megan Stecker, who you all may know from shows such as she did Total Bellas Tonight, and she's on Real Housewives shows.
Awesome. Sign on.
Yeah.
Cool.
Some stuff.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.